This is Rachel with a courtesy callback from customer support. May I please have your zip code to access your account?
Excuse me?
This is Rachel with a courtesy callback from customer support. May I please have your zip code to access your account?
Which account?
There was a request for a callback for assistance through an automated system, and the system has automatically dialed you back.
Okay. 35601 is my zip code.
Okay, 35601.
601.
All right, thank you. And your first and last name, please.
Donald Morrow.
Donald Marlowe, can you please spell the last name?
M-U-R-R-O-W, Morrow.
Okay. I think I didn't hear you properly. Did you say A-U?
No. M U R R O W.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. And one moment, please, while I access the information. All right. I am still accessing information. I apologize for the wait. All right, sir, for security purposes, if you would please verify your address.
1908 Rhodes Street, southwest of Decatur, Alabama.
Okay, thank you for that information. And one moment, please, while I access the remaining information. Okay, I have gotten an account located that shows your last name and address, but it shows, I believe, a lady's name on the account.
It possibly could.
Can you please name that individual?
Well, I'm married to a Gisela U. Morrow. That's, her middle name is Ulrika.
Okay, that's fine. It just shows her first name. But that is okay. The name that it shows. And let's see. Pull up what this is regarding here.
I'm still not clear on what this is the callback from. Because I've been dealing with several companies.
Yeah, we provide customer service for multiple online companies, so we don't know what it is until we get information pulled up. But it looks like it's a sweepstake offer. Shows that the call is regarding the sweepstake offer for the kitchen. It just has kitchen, so maybe this is kitchen gadgets or kitchen aid appliance is what it is.
Huh.
And it comes with a shopping store membership, but it did start out with the KitchenAid item with the $7.95 that was paid. And well, let me exit back out. But how, sir, can I assist?
I'm clueless to what this is all about, and nothing you're saying is ringing a bell in my head.
Yeah, this was something that was done online. Normally, the individual maybe responded to or did a survey or may have responded to an email, but it was a offer for a sweepstakes that was started with $7.95 that was paid. But per terms and conditions, it came automatically with the what's called a shopping store membership. And with it, the customer gets a $125 monthly voucher to that discount shopping store. With each entry, it increases their chances of winning. They get an additional entry in there, as well as the opportunity to purchase items through that discount shopping store with the up to the amount of that $125 voucher that's provided.
No, I'm not interested in that.
Okay. I can certainly close that out if you're not interested. So let me get that done for you. So that is effective today.
Okay.
And it does cancel the membership for any future charges. And
right.
I have the cancel confirmation, which is the letter C is in cancel.
Oh, hold on. Let me get a pen.
Okay.
One in my pocket. Okay, so you said Charlie?
Yes, 262.
Mm-hmm.
501.
Mm-hmm.
033.
Okay, Charlie, 262-501-033.
That is correct, yes, sir.
Okay. All right.
Okay, is there anything else that I can answer for you?
No, no, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. Bye-bye.